Everyone, thanks for listening to episode 67 of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast. It is, if you're listening on Monday, Leap Day, February 29th. And as promised, we will announce the winners of our Road to WrestleMania contest in the next episode of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast, since we extended it by a day. So you still have time to go and listen to those trivia questions and submit your answers. Get those to the my 1-2-3 cents Facebook page, facebook.com/my123cents. Send us a private message. Get it done, though, by Tuesday. That's March 1st, and we will be announcing the winners accordingly. Of course, there are three prizes if this is the first time you've listened to the podcast that you can win. One of them, the grand prize, being a 3-month subscription to WrestleCrate. There's also a second place prize of a Sting Hall of Fame prize pack, if you will. And then the third place prize is a $25 gift card to WWE Shop. So go back, listen to episodes 61 through 66. Answer the questions. You can answer all of them if you haven't listened to the podcast before, and go ahead and submit those. Get them to us again by Tuesday, March 1st, and you will be entered into the drawing for each correct answer you submit. Not a whole lot of wrestling news to talk about. Chad and I went in depth in episode 66 on Shane McMahon's return and his match coming up at WrestleMania. In the coming weeks, we will be writing more about WrestleMania at my123cents.com and talking about it right here on the podcast, as well as the Hall of Fame. Of course, The Godfather and Sting, so far the only two names announced, officially that is, but we will be keeping tabs on the Hall of Fame and doing a Hall of Fame WrestleMania podcast before we leave for Texas. Chad and I will be front and center, well, probably not front and center, but we'll be close enough to the action to enjoy the show and bring you updates from Dallas via our Facebook and Twitter pages, as well as Instagram. My123cents is now officially on Instagram. And speaking of which, I've had a busy week myself personally. I am the chairman of an expo for men. It's called the Southern Illinois Men's Expo. And we had Dr. Dan the Pancake Man as one of our featured guests. And he actually made he makes pancake art. You can hear him on my fellow Jittery Monkey podcasting partners page, Nerds United. And I didn't look up the episode number before this, but go back and check out Dr. Dan's podcast. He talks in depth about his love of pancakes and artwork and whatnot. But he made the My 1-2-3 Cents Monkey, which I appreciate. It's very cool. And I have shared that photo on our Instagram and Facebook pages as well. But anyway, I'm kind of meandering here. Today's guest is Xavier Woods. For those who don't know, my day job is that of a TV journalist, and WWE was in Cape Girardeau recently, which is in our television market. And WWE, through some friends of mine who work at the facility that was hosting the event, the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau, was able to secure a couple of different interviews. Kofi Kingston is the guest in episode 65. Xavier Woods is the episode in 67. So, or the guest in episode 67. People, when I had posted that I would be talking to Xavier, wanted to me to ask him specific questions. And as I explained in the Kofi interview, WWE monitors these interviews. And so I'm not able to kind of deviate much from what we're talking about. And there's a time limit on them. So I got in what I could. We talked a little bit about his career and a backup plan, if something were to happen, a plan B, if you will. So he goes into depth about that. I appreciate his time, and we'll get to him in just a moment or two. Also want to talk about an upcoming event here in Southern Illinois. If you are listening, I know there are some fans from Southern Illinois who tune in every week, and I do appreciate that. I appreciate everyone who listens. There's a new wrestling promotion getting started called CMA Wrestling, and it's going on at the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion. There's a CMA Mixed Martial Arts, Combined Martial Arts School that is going to get into the world of professional wrestling. The school has opened. My buddy Heath Hatton is the trainer over there, or one of the trainers, the head trainer. And there are other wrestlers, Farmer Billy Hills, Bull Bronson, Toby Jones, Chocolate Thunder, that are a part of the training and whatnot as well. But they're going to be putting on shows with established wrestlers and then bringing the students in eventually as well. The first show is coming up Saturday, March 5th. If you are listening during the week of February 29th, it is coming up this Saturday. So if you're in the area, come on down. Check it out. Bell time is at 6:30. Again, it's the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion, Illinois. And I hope to see you there because I will be there as well. I don't have a whole lot of other notes. This is going to be a short podcast. As I mentioned, it's been a hectic week. Hopefully get back on course and on track in the world of professional wrestling, whether it's at the www.my123cents.com blog or breakingwrestlingnews.com. I'm contributing over there as well, so I appreciate your support in all of my crazy endeavors. Thanks for listening, guys.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 123 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Big Road to WrestleMania tour making a stop in our region, Cape Girardeau, Saturday night. Tell me a little bit about the show.
It's going to be awesome. If you've never been to a lot of them before, it's way, way different from watching on TV. There's lights, cameras, action, high flying, all that sort of cool stuff. It's a much more intimate experience than watching on TV, obviously. If you're in the front row, you might need some sweat on. But lots of things happen at these events that don't normally happen. A television being with you can see them, particularly there live and in person.
And you are one third of the WWE Tag Team Champions, of course, the New Day, along with Kofi Kingston, who we had on our morning show last week, and Big E. How do you guys prepare? Because I believe you're in a triple threat match with the Usos and the Dudleys. How do you guys prepare for two obviously different sets of opponents?
Well, the thing that's cool about it is, you know, the Dudleys are obviously one of the pretty sure the most decorated tag team in the history of wrestling. Usos, you know, this hive mind mentality of being twins and living together since birth. So you would think that that would put us at a disadvantage. But, in fact, we've taken care of both of these teams pretty handily on multiple occasions. So as far as getting ready for both of them, it's nice because we have three people on our team, so we can mix and match who's in the ring, and they never know who they're going up against. So we are the ones who keep them on their toes.
Yeah, definitely you guys have the upper advantage. And recently at the Fastlane pay-per-view, we saw some hints of perhaps future New Day opponents in the League of Nations. Four members there. Does that concern you guys getting involved in a match or a rivalry with that kind of group?
No, because New Day, we're a group that likes to challenge ourselves. You know, we never like to rest on our laurels. So going up against a group of four men, you know, you would think we're at a disadvantage, but considering the fact that they haven't been a team as long as we have, yes, individually, their accolades are incredible. They've all been multiple-time champions, I believe. But together, we're very curious to see how they work as a team, considering we are at the top of the landscape currently. You know, we're always hoping at new competitions. So if that's where things decide to go, then, yeah, of course we'll be extremely excited to go toe-to-toe with the League of Nations and to be able to beat them in the ring, too.
Now, over the last year or so, we have really seen New Day come together, coalesce, and become really, I would argue, the most popular tag team in WWE right now. And when I talked to Kofi last week, he had mentioned that this is the most fun he's having in his career with WWE. It seems so organic, and you guys all seem like it's a natural fit together. But it wasn't always that way at the beginning. So how did this all come about as far as you guys ending up where you are today? Because you are the tag team champions two times over now.
Well, you know, it was a long road. We, for months, were trying to get something going, get something off the ground. And in that time, planning, talking literally every day about things we could do That's when the bond, you know, started up. You know, it's like any sports team, you know, it's going to be hard for any brand new team to, you know, get to the Super Bowl, get to the World Series. I mean, it happens every once in a while, but, you know, it's hard because the players aren't necessarily accustomed to working together. They don't know how the other ones think. They don't know how the other ones play. So for our instance, you know, we weren't necessarily we weren't necessarily well over machine right off the bat at time. And so a lot of people didn't see that part of the new day. They just got, like, essentially the finished product. But it took time for us to get to where we are and to get the chemistry right. And that came from riding together, training together, you know, eating together, meals, just texting, calls. So it's been a long process, but it's something that I really appreciate now, seeing where our hard work has taken us and seeing where we're at today.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people in the WWE universe or fans in general realize, you know, we watch in you know, a few hours on Monday nights and we watch on Thursday nights. You guys are together a lot because you're getting from point A to point B. There's a lot of travel involved. I know the week of WrestleMania is very involved, specifically, which is just down the road. Tell a little bit about, kind of describe the lifestyle of a WWE superstar.
Yeah, so start at the beginning, get up, go to the gym for a while to work out, and then get over to the show, and then we're preparing, getting ready, you know, eating. I personally am filming for my gaming channel on YouTube, Up Up Down Down, which if you don't subscribe right now, make sure you go to Up Up Down Down on YouTube and subscribe. It's a fantastic video game channel. So we do that, then we do the show. By the time we get to the show, it's like 11 o'clock. We drive to the next town. Maybe that's like a 3 or 4 hour drive. We get to sleep, then we get to the hotel, and then we rinse and repeat. So it's a constant process. And that's like 5 days a week, you know? So we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, I would imagine. So, and you now, are you still working toward your PhD, or have you gotten that? And that's got to add to the... That's got to add to the stress as well, I would imagine, huh?
It takes up a good amount of time, too. So my last school that I was at, I was at my dissertation phase, and I realized they were stealing money from me, so I got out of there quickly and transferred over to Capella University. So I'm there now to start over. I went from 125 credits to 25 credits. So
oh,
I've
got to
make up those 100 credits, so it'll be like maybe like another 3 years, and I'll be done. So it was a thing. I had a little breakdown when I realized what was going on.
Well, and I guess it's always a good idea to have that plan B, so to speak, for when the wrestling days are over. We saw that with Daniel Bryan recently having to step away. Does that ever concern you as far as a premature exit from the business?
No, not really. I think it's just something that, you know, there's a possibility of happening. I've been wrestling for 11 years now, going on 12. And so I've been lucky enough to not have to deal with anything like that. Hopefully I don't have to. In the future, hopefully no one else has to, you know. You always hate to see something like that happen. But having an amazing backup plan is always something that I've wanted in my back pocket. I feel like having a PhD is a pretty solid backup plan. So that's the route that I've decided to go.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit, too, if we have enough time here. New Day is so fun with the extras they bring to their promo game and into the ring. Francesca, for example, the unicorn horns now that are on WWE Shop. How did all these kind of extras get involved in the New Day program?
Literally, if I'm being honest, it's completely random. Things are just kind of happening. You know how, you know, you might be hanging out with your friends and then one joke spirals off into something that's in complete left field. That's essentially what's happened with the New Day. Like, I was at Hot Topic and saw a shirt with like a cat riding a piece of pizza shooting lasers out of its eyes. And I called the guys and I was like, hey, we need to have the shirt with us riding a unicorn through space on it because that'd be hilarious. And then so once that happened, then even more unicorn stuff happened. And then I randomly had played trombone when I first saw him and then decided, oh, I'm going to keep this with me throughout the match. And then it was hilarious. So, like, things are literally just happening. Like, we had this grand master scheme and master plan
Yeah, you can tell when something organically kind of takes off and grows and blossoms and becomes a success story, which is what I would definitely consider New Day. Any final words here before we wrap things up? I know you've got a lot of other interviews and stuff going on today.
Make sure the kids stay in school. That's the biggest thing.
Some good advice there. Xavier Woods, thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Of course. And make sure to go to Pop Up Down Down on YouTube and subscribe.
I am definitely going to check that out. I'm intrigued.
It's awesome. It's cool because it's also like a kind of a backstage look at what goes on throughout our day. Play video games, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, all sorts of good stuff. But it's awesome. Check it out.
All righty. I will. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.